Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk, and I want to say good morning to all those that are out there around the world and around the country that are tuning in to this podcast on today. So today is a new week. Yesterday started the beginning of the new week. We're here on Monday, the second day of the new week, and I have some things that I want to share with you on this morning, some things that you can do to help you along on this week to stay focused, to stay grounded, to stay positive, and to keep a clear mindset. And one is called the Perfect 10. The Perfect 10. And these different points that I'm going to talk about on this morning, you can pick and choose which day of that you want to do them once a week. It don't have to be in no specific order, but at least try to do at least one. I'm going to share three on today. And the first one is entitled The Perfect 10. This is a healthy formula committed to spending just 1% of your day, only 10 minutes on a walk. That small daily investment can add up to a big results. So one day this week, take about a 10-minute walk. It's called the Perfect 10. One day this week, just take a 10-minute walk. 10-minute walk, and while you're walking, breathe, inhale, exhale, keep a positive mindset, stay focused and grounded. So that's number one. Number two is, ooh la la, get spicy. Ooh la la, get spicy. And this has something to do with herbs and spices and vegetables. So healthy eating should make you feel excited and curious, never bored. Put variety in your cooking by experimenting with new herbs and spices. So one day this week, cook with a new herb or spice on a vegetable. You know, people always tend to use salt. Well, there's different varieties of salt. There's sea salt, there's Himalayan salt, there's salt substitutes. Some people may put bay leaves, and that's the only herb they use. Well, there's other herbs like thyme, sage, peppermint, all sorts of varieties of herbs and different spices that you can put on your vegetables. It'll spice up your eating a little bit. Make it fun, enjoyable. And the last one is, get on your feet. Get on your feet. Get on your feet. Let's jump up and go. Sitting for long stretches is linked to obesity, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other serious conditions. So one day this week, take two or more quick breaks to go for a walk, get some fresh air, stretch your body, or do another non-sitting activity. So those of y'all that work in an office and you're sitting just about majority of the day, and from time to time you may get up and go to the bathroom, may take a cigarette break for those that smoke, but get up and just stretch your body. You know, you while you're at your desk, get up and do some little stretches and stretch your legs, stretch your arms, and you know, crack your back, crack your neck a little bit, or just get up from your desk for a minute and just walk around the office for a few minutes and just say hello to those that you know that work in the office building where you work at. Or on your break, just take a 2-minute walk, you know, to the bathroom back. You know, you don't have to necessarily go to the bathroom, but depending on the distance of the bathroom, you know, go to the bathroom and just turn around and back, you know. Just make sure you get some stretches in, you know, because sitting for long periods of time does tend to put a lot of stress on the body. Trust me, I know, because most of the day I am sitting, and believe me not, it wreaks havoc on your legs. Trust me, because sometimes when I sit most of the day and I get up, my legs are stiff and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't hardly walk. And I have a stiffened walk into the bathroom. So the other day when I got up and I had my granddaughter and I was, you know, stood outside the hallway and I said, oh, let me stretch my legs. And I started marching in place and say, oh, I'm getting some workout on my legs. And I said, marching, marching, marching. So those of you all that work in an office setting and you sit majority of the day, make sure you get up and walk around, stretch. We already gave you the Perfect 10. So you can add and incorporate that Perfect 10 into getting up on your feet. I hope that you enjoyed this tips of the day. So as you go back and replay this, make sure you pick at least one, or you can do all three of them, just to get your day and get your week started off to a good start and get some positive vibes in there. And don't forget to pay it forward. Tell somebody that you love them. Treat somebody to dinner. Treat somebody to lunch. Buy somebody a cup of coffee. But pay it forward. And don't forget to smile at the same time. Well, thank you for tuning in. Peace, deuces, and namaste.